More people were stricken with grief today in Washington at the National Air and Space Museum.
Orbit this morning, communications with Columbia were lost at approximately 8 a.m. Central Time as Columbia flew above North Central Texas.
I'm Charles Lane. I'm from Somerville, New Jersey. And we're down at the Space Museum. We just happened to be here today and had no idea just a few moments ago what had happened, and it's tragic.
Nobody has any clue why it happened, and it's just strange.
My daughter has never been to the museum, so she wanted to see, and while we were here, I'm from Baltimore. My name is Casey Gillis.
My name is Yang Li, and we're from China, and this morning we were in a van, and we heard this news. Tragic news, and we feel very sorry for this crew.
My name is Kelly Eberth from Richmond, Virginia. We came up yesterday and heard the horrible news this morning. Just a tragedy. Haven't seen anything like this happen since maybe the Challenger. It was the same, well, not as, I guess, not quite as shocking, because that was the first time anything of that caliber, you know, had happened. But I do remember it. I remember what, you know, a horrible effect it seemed to have on the country.
Gavin Helm from Culpeper, Virginia. We were talking about the Challenger just a couple days ago and what our feelings were about that. So this is just a real big surprise that just a few days after the anniversary.
The Air and Space Museum in Washington. You're listening to live coverage from NPR News.